Okay, so this is a great question, because I really don't think people understand the severity of what constipation can cause and the other things that you can develop when you aren't going to the toilet properly, and also what you have to do to try and go to the toilet that can also develop other things. So, for example, like straining, having extremely hard poop in the bowel, because if you are constipated, let's start from the beginning. Let's quickly just do a little bit of a whatever lesson. So, for example, if you are constipated, your poop is staying in your bowel much longer than it should do. What happens is that the poop in the bowel, all the water gets sucked out of that poop, it gets secreted out and basically taken into the body. And longer that poo is in there, the more water gets pulled out of it, the harder, more rabbit dropping like it becomes. And then when it becomes like that, it becomes very uncomfortable to pass, to actually go to the toilet. And then what will happen majority of the time, if this is your type of constipation, is that you have to strain to get that poop out. You've got to rock back and forth. You've got to really work at getting it out. And you also are having really hard poop that can be very painful coming out of the bowel, or out of the anus. Now, what that can cause are tears in the kind of last part of that bowel, but it can also cause fissures. So it's almost like a fissure, it's almost like a paper cut, that kind of like a bit of a crevice type thing, that when something goes past it, it's almost like it's getting irritated and it opens up again. And they are reasons why it's very common to see blood either on your tissue after you've been to the toilet if you're constipated, sometimes potentially in the toilet as well. Now, what I always, always say is that if you are concerned about blood in the toilet after you have been, and you don't know whether that is from a little tear or a fissure, you must push your GP to get you tested or get you referred, so you can have peace of mind that, okay, it is just because there's a slight tear or something going on, and that's why there's blood. So what will happen, how it works with blood, is that fresh blood is red on a tissue and red in the toilet. So normally that's quite a clear indication that, okay, there's something just to do with a tear or a fissure that's getting irritated when you are trying to poop. If there is blood and it's more like a maroony colour wrapped in the poo, or there is masses of blood coming out, you're like, okay, that's a lot, you need to be speaking to the GP. The GP, if you go in saying there is blood on the tissue, or there is blood at any point, what they should be doing at least is just doing a quick exam on you there and then, is seeing, yes, do you know what, I can see a slight little fissure, or I can feel it on my hand, and you've got peace of mind that actually all I need to try and do is either get a cream that can help to clear that fissure up, or really try and work on my gut to make my poop not so hard, so that it doesn't keep irritating every time I go out, so it allows it to heal. If they can't see that, you need to be pushing, and I'm saying this because it's really hard at the moment to get appointments and to be taken seriously, but you need to be pushing your GP for further tests. You need a colonoscopy. You need to know, why is there blood when I've gone to the toilet? Sorry, I feel like I'm like rampaging off a little bit, but if I get it in the clinic, I see people on here saying my GP just sends me home, they don't take me seriously. If you are concerned that there is a bus going past me, here I am. If you are concerned that there is blood and you don't know where this blood has come from, push your GP. If your GP does nothing, go to another one. You should not be feeling that you don't know why there is blood in there, because it most likely nothing, but it could be something. And that is where the GP needs to be coming in and testing and trying out. I've really gone digress, but anyway, first part of this video is why there might be poo, might be blood if you are constipated. I hope that helps. And if you have any further questions, let me know.